Hello, this is Lieutenant Colonel Tim Purbrick with this week's Task Force Helmand update. The Danish battlegroup hosted General Knud Bartels, the Danish Chief of Defence, and General Major Finn Winkler, Chief of the Territorial Army, in both Camp Bastion and Forward Operating Base Price. The generals went on to visit the patrol baseline and talk to the troops. One Rifles battlegroup in Nari Siraj handed over Checkpoint Zarawa to 4-2 Commando, and the Zarawa Originals, as they like to be known, are redeploying in One Rifles area of operations. The riflemen were very grateful to receive a fabulous banner from Seven Bank School near their base at Chepstow. The banner is now pinned to the wall of a tent in one of their patrol bases. Let's go over to 4-2 Commando, and I'm joined now by Captain Cole Lees from 4-2 Commando. Cole, can you tell me a little bit about what the Commando have been up to over the last week?
Yes, the Afghan police that we've been working with hosted a concert this week for the local nationals. There were about 800 to 1,000 turned up. They carried on till about 4 in the morning, the first event of that kind to occur in over 10 years. By contrast, at the same time, J Company was spinning up for a short-notice helicopter assault into another part of the AO, showing the range of activity that's going on in Nardelli North.
Our Estonian comrades in Patrol Base Wahid uncovered a huge insurgent cache of improvised explosive devices, including 30 pressure plates, homemade explosives, and components for bomb-making. Whiskey Company of 4-5 Commando handed over Checkpoint Malit to the Afghan Uniform Police. And Brigadier Nick Welsh, the Deputy Commander of Regional Command Southwest, came to 4-5's base at Shawkat to review progress and development plans. Let's go over now to Major Jim Loudon, who's the second in command of the Highlanders, the 4th Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Jim, what's been going on?
They've been concentrating on two areas, really. Firstly, there's a process called transition that we're going through at the moment. And what we're effectively doing is passing on responsibility for what we do within the Lashkargah municipality. And it's going to be taken over by the police in the area, which is really quite exciting, as it sees our remit actually reducing at this time. The second piece is we're obviously conducting normal operations around the area, which has seen us move by helicopter into new areas, expanding our influence and sort of stopping the insurgent getting a firm hold on many of the villages out on the area. And equally, it allows us to engage and reassure with the local nationals and sort of bring a sense of stability to the local area. The soldiers are fit, capable, they're well equipped, and they've been working extremely hard, and it's good to see them get out on the ground and actually engage with the local nationals. Finally, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everybody at home in Fallingbostel and back in Scotland as well for their continuing support. It means a tremendous amount to us, and we hope to see you soon when we come home.
The military stabilisation support team in Nadi Ali is overseeing the rebuild of the Saidabad school. The project should be complete by September in time for the new school year, and will also include a new community sports facility. Well, let's go over to the 2nd Battalion of the Royal Gurkha Rifles, and I'm now joined by Major Marcus Reedman, who's the second in command of 2RGR. Marcus, can you tell me a little bit about what the battalion have been up to in the last week?
First of all, on the training side, at the RTC, which is the police training school, we've had a graduation this week of 162 patrolmen, which is great news, and 25 NCOs, which actually probably is even more important. We've got the guys who work over the road at the provincial police headquarters in their coordination centre, and down at the districts as well. We've been looking at the communications infrastructure for the provincial level, allowing them to talk out to the districts. And we've had a lot of help from the task force comms team to assist with that. And it's been very successful, so that's a really good start. At the district level, it continues to be fairly busy. The Afghan local police, which is a fairly new initiative in the country, and particularly in the districts for Task Force Helmand, we're looking to get those guys into uniform. Finally, on to A and B companies, which are out with One Rifles and 4-5 Commandos, respectively. A Company is focusing on an op capture Gartse 15 with patrolling around the area of Shawgas, and then B Company remains down in PB Chile, dominating their area and supporting the Afghan local police.